This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Horny Phrases, Josh Sings, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Time now to hear from a famous Bob and Tom Show advice guru in a segment we call Ask a Stowaway in an Airplane Wheel Well. We have the stowaway in an airplane wheel well on the line, so let's go to the phones for your questions. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Lately, it feels like my wife and I are growing apart, and I want to try to revive our marriage. Do you have any suggestions? Stow away in an airplane wheel well?
Hello?
I'll hang up and take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Hello? Are you real? This isn't another talking seagull pretending to be my dead grandpa, is it? Help! Somebody help me! I'm freezing! Hello? Oh, man. I probably should have just pouted in my room like other teenagers instead of running away. I'm feeling really lightheaded and sleepy. My balls have rolled up into my body for warmth. I just want to follow him. I'm just going to take a little nap.
Oh my.
This has been Ask a Stowaway in an Airplane Wheel Well, advice guru for the Bob and Tom Show. Not to be confused with Ask the Man Who Cut Off His Genitals and Jumped Off a Balcony, which airs next week.
Okay. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Josh Reynolds and the Consensuals with their new song. I have no idea what this is going to be. Ace Cosby, of course. With the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Ace, since there are two Monday nighters tonight, can we do a double Ace Cosby joke of the day?
Of course.
Okay, well, coming up. This is so exciting.
Okay.
Just the confidence that he exudes.
Yeah, I know it.
It's like when he says to his lady friend, it's time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work with you.
What do you mean?
When you say it, it doesn't work.
Oh, you're telling me? You don't think I know it doesn't work? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've tried that line at home.
No, no.
Oh.
No. I have no game, no lines.
You know it's you, though,
nothing,
right?
Nothing. I'm, you know.
It's absolutely you.
You don't have a keyword like a let's go snuggle or.
Or it's maybe a date night.
Yeah.
Like we're due for a date night.
Want to make the beast with two backs? Yeah. Stuff like that.
He just goes, hey, you think eight's too many?
Eight is enough.
None of these are working.
Thank you very much.
None of these are working for me. Do you have a line, Christy? Do you have a little thing that you do, like a wink?
A wink?
Or a subtle touch, like he knows that if you touch him on the small of the back or something like that, you're ready?
No. No.
Sex.
You want to hear mine? I have a move. Please.
Now, Josh, does yours involve touching the keyboard in a certain way? Or?
Well, no, I mean, if I'm alone sometimes. But
yeah.
If I'm with a woman, I usually say something like, well, I ate, I dumped, ready for sex.
You know, something romantic.
And then she says, which usually means take off the duct tape.
I dumped.
Wow. What is that in Latin?
Carpe,
V-day,
carpe,
V-day, dumpe,
V-day, crape,
carpe, crape.
If yeah. one of our
Vinny V-day crape.
Yeah, okay, very good. We have a phone call.
Oh, well,
hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie,
what's up?
I got one of them mottos.
Do you?
If this boat's a rocking, it's probably cause I'm shocking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I need another weekend, man. I'm exhausted.
From
you
what?
Have a big weekend?
Well, it was a blur, Christy. I've been babysitting.
Uh huh. Good.
I watched my second cousin Kimmy's little kid, 1 year old Trisket. I swear to God. I had to help Kimmy out. She'd been working doubles down at Bossy and Porky's Barbecue all weekend.
That's right.
And she's a lesbian butcher, and she works at what she refers to as castration station.
Oh, all
and
right.
She always jokes she won't bust your balls, but she will cut them off. But as
she's
a baby
butcher.
Trisket, well, nobody's exactly sure who the baby's daddy is.
Oh.
Or if he's still got his testes. My point is, these one-year-old babies get into everything.
Yeah.
He's crawling around on the floor like a Navy SEAL, mm-hmm. and he's finding absolutely everything. He was here less than 2 minutes and found like 12 lost ladders, one quart of 30 weight, and a pair of Spanx.
Wow.
That fast.
Man.
I'm dead serious. Little Trisket can find anything. In 2 days at our house, he found 3 lost remotes, a license plate from my moped, and a DVD of The Longest Yard. And we stacked it all up. It looked like we gutted a shark, you know? Oh, and spoiler alert, I got another money-making idea for Shark Tank.
Oh, cool. Oh. What is it?
Well, it's a Trisket. We're going to call it Rent a Baby.
Oh.
Hey, friend, did you leave something and can't find it no more? Well, call us here at Rent a Baby. I'll bring a gently used baby to your house, let it crawl around free range until it finds what you're missing, ring, and diamond, or dignity, whatever you lost. Rent a baby will find it guaranteed. I personally guarantee whatever you lost will be in that baby's hand, foot, or mouth within 30 minutes or your money's back.
Mm.
And the best part is, if you decide to invest with this at Rent a Baby, you're making money on 2 different tiers.
Mm.
Because first, the mom is paying you to babysit. Then the client's paying you to find whatever. And plus, we also charge by the hour. Imagine Rent-A-Baby going on an episode of Hoarders. You make a fortune. And the absolute best part, you ain't got to pay the baby because they're none the wiser. Now, if I was really on Shark Tanks for real, this is when I'd bring out a bunch of different babies and hand them to the sharks for my closer.
Oh, nice. Sure. Yeah,
good idea. Good idea.
So, future investors, I'm asking for $297 for a 10% stake in my company, Rent a Baby.
That's a rather small and rather specific amount, Donnie.
Now, that may happen to be how much I owe my bookie Dale after this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Thanks for your picks, Chick.
Gardner Minshew.
Really none of your concern.
Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew.
Sharks, who's with me? Invest today. We can start renting some babies tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, I only take cash. Or if mom is still breastfeeding, we can do a little surfing tournament.
Oh.
Thank you, Donnie.
Put you on a payment plan called Rent the Bone. I got to go.
Thanks, Donnie.
Rent a bone.
Very helpful. Rent a baby.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
They do find everything.
You know, speaking of Gardner Minshew,
yes.
There,
yes.
I know that you're sad because you had a big day yesterday. And
yeah.
Normally Pat Godwin would be here to sing the Gardner Minshew song.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Consensuals and I were talking, and we've decided maybe there's a version that can be done today.
Okay, oh, nice.
Now, once again, Gardner Minshew, great game, 19 for 20. They beat the Colts. Jags and
27-20.
I'm very excited, and I'll just, without any further ado, here we go.
Oh yeah. We couldn't let you go a day without hearing it, Tommy. Yeah.
Well, Pat Godwin isn't here. Claims there's trouble with his ear. Pat, we miss you. But the show, it must go on, and we need to hear that song, Gardner Minshew. This parody song stuff really doesn't look too tough. You just say Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
So let's kill a little time while I find some words that rhyme with Gardner Minshew.
Da 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 do 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 dee. Something here that rhymes with D. Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Little, that way you didn't leave empty-handed.
Josh Arnold and the Consensuals, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
The Consensuals didn't have a lot of vocalization, did they?
No, no. I asked them to stick strictly to the instruments this time.
I see. Okay, thank you. Thank you,
fellas.
They
were just moving rhythmically behind
Very, very good. The Gardner Minshew tribute. I'm hoping that Pat will be here tomorrow. We can get the genuine article.
Oh, that wasn't...
I loved it, Josh. Don't listen to me.
Very nice. You did
that. Was great. Josh, the only thing I was going to say is that I'm mad that I couldn't see it from the front, because I know there was some magic going on with those fingers and those... I mean, you just reek of show choir, man.
He really does.
You can entertain.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm a showman, yeah. Oh, and I just got a text from Pat Godwin. Oh, my.
What?
This is a faint praise, isn't it? Mm. Ha. H-A, he says.
That's okay, it.
Now, wait a second. Now, is it capital H, then exclamation point?
No, capital H, lowercase a, nothing.
Oh, he's furious.
That's like a B. If you get capital H, small a, exclamation point, it's an A. A plus is capital H, capital A,
exclamation
point.
Yeah.
That's how
I don't think that's right.
I don't think so. I think he was just letting you know that he heard your attempt.
Which is good news.
That is just cold.
Yeah, I don't think
it's good news that Pat could hear it.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this now. A second text.
Yes.
At capital H, lowercase a, no less than 5 exclamation points.
Oh,
and then...
Wow.
Very funny, like a good 8 exclamation points.
Huh. Nice.
Did never Jimmy like it?
Never put more than one.
Let me write back here. Go.
Did you hear what Jess said?
Now, Jess Hooker is here with us. Jess,
Jimmy, send us.
Jess, did you know that I have driven the Wienermobile?
No.
Oh, it's super cool.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, I didn't know how to take it.
Oh, God.
Park
yes.
it in the garage, did
yes,
you?
Like yes, to see Tom drive the Wienermobile?
Yes, I took
park it in your garage.
They got their boat, and I drove it into Hare Harbor. Are you happy now?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
I was trying to think of the other vehicles like this, and I'm coming up short.
The chicken mobile, that was a big one.
Oh, there's a chicken car.
Yeah,
that's
there's
true.
A chicken car.
Chick is showing us some pictures. There's a goldfish truck and something that I am unaware of that I'm so happy.
Pepperidge Farm goldfish.
There
truck.
Is a Cadbury cream egg car that looks just like a giant Cadbury
nice.
Cream.
I haven't seen that. We've got to get these all together.
Yes, we do.
Now, when I drove the Wienermobile, by the way, it's the transmission, of course, the Wienermobile automatic.
Yeah.
The corndog mobile, of course, is a stick.
I had a mouthful of coffee, otherwise I would have.
I deserved a little something. Now, Christy, could you go back to your story? I don't know, Jess,
God.
I don't know what your, we had a little bit of a discussion about candy.
Okay.
And at the neighborhood pool this weekend, we were all talking about what are we going to do for Halloween.
Right.
L.A. has already canceled Halloween.
I think they're backtracking on that now, if you look.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. saying that they advise against it.
Yes.
There has to be a way to do this properly. But
we'll be okay if we don't have a trick-or-treat.
What's wrong with you?
Says the grump of the neighborhood.
Yes.
I think what we're going to do is take the candies and put gloves on and put them in baggies and put them on a table or something.
The candy's wrapped.
There's got to be a way that it can be properly done.
Yes, you can approach the compound.
Not handing out sliced apples.
You do. You hand out something healthy.
No,
you're
don't.
Not coughing on the apples and handing them to kids.
You're
it's
pencil man, aren't you? You
I
give
am
out
not
pencil
man. I am full size candy bar guy, man.
I bet your mom and dad gave out pennies, didn't they? They seem like penny people.
Oh, jeez.
I bet they did. Here's a nice shiny nickel.
Totally false.
Oh, a nickel back then?
Yeah. It's $30.
Yes,
now.
Of course, yeah.
Like 9 cents.
Yes, we're talking before they put any of the contemporary presidents on the coins.
the front of the nickel said TBD.
Hey, Rob,
it's the British hierarchy.
They've finally given the okay for Teddy Roosevelt. Be on the money. No, he gave away decent candy bars. The reason I bring this up, if you'll let me get to this,
yes.
Jess Hooker, we've gone around.
Yeah, it's Jess's fault.
No, we've gone around the room, and everyone has pretty much said they don't care for Peeps.
Yeah, Peeps will not be in production until Easter.
I love Peeps.
Oh, okay. See, they've got their loyal following.
I'm glad you said that. I want to read. I have 3 separate emails, and all are about the same topic. This first one comes to us from Luke. He writes, my mother-in-law loves Peeps. She opens the package and lets them sit on the counter for 2 weeks till they get rock hard.
Yep.
Oh. Then she eats them.
I've heard that too.
From Adam, we open Peeps, let them sit for 3 days, and then eat them.
Ugh.
But I admit I'm a banjo guy, so maybe I'm in the minority. Thank you.
I'm a banjo guy, so yeah.
Oh, you got a banjo, Josh? I didn't know about that.
Megan writes, I love stale Peeps. We would leave them in the cabinet for a year after cutting the hole in them.
A year?
A year.
A year.
Well, we have 10-year-old
Peeps. We like them
in
like cement.
Yeah, and covered in silverfish.
I dare you to eat one of those, Josh.
What? No, I wouldn't
eat in the window.
I wouldn't eat one off the factory.
There's a stale Peep here right now.
Yeah, they're
like, I've never had a stale Peep. No, I like these fresh.
These are a decade old.
They're old. They're 10 years
old. So they're probably covered in
God
dust.
God knows what.
God knows who's been in this room. Probably the spirochetes from the low lifes on the AM.
Cramp up. Yeah.
The lowlifes from the AM sneak in.
Oh.
AM lowlifes.
I want to see what real radio's like. You are so. See, this is why people don't like you.
Don't
you know
care.
That, right?
I don't care.
My dad said circus peanuts, the staler the better.
Circus peanuts.
You love
and
those too, Jeff.
I love all candy.
Well, you're a real dirtbag.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I think that's a little harsh. You're a real dirtbag.
That is a little harsh. What are you doing?
Oh, she knows I'm being silly.
Does anybody warm their Peeps up like they would a marshmallow and a s'more?
We've made them with s'mores.
That's what I was going to ask.
We've done that.
That's huge.
But we used a cookie instead of the graham cracker.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
That's how we did s'mores at camp. Cookie instead, a little easier.
Yeah.
So the no Peeps this Halloween.
No. Not until Easter. None for Christmas or Valentine's Day.
Christmas.
Our city's going to weigh in and boss everybody around for Halloween. Is that what's going to happen?
Probably.
Well, you know, Tom, in my town when I grew up, we didn't have trick-or-treat.
What'd you have, Chick?
It was called Beggar's Night.
Yes.
And we had it on a Tuesday or Wednesday because they thought the weekend was too dangerous to have.
This is where the city came in. And
it's Beggar's Night.
Am I correct in saying?
I think a lot of cities do that
is
now.
Is Halloween on a Saturday this year?
Yeah.
I do not know what you're saying.
That means the whole weekend.
Really, Rain Man? Yeah. All right. Great. Saturday.
You didn't know that?
Saturday. Definitely Saturday.
It's definitely Saturday.
Well, it's really
I'm dressing up as Wapner.
Halloween parties this year. That's going to be.
Target.
Yeah, it's always kind of my favorite thing when Halloween's on a Wednesday, because then you get a party the week before, a party the week after, and you get a party on Halloween night.
Right.
True.
Am I correct in saying that Halloween has become, for bars, one of the top five nights?
Probably. Yeah. I would believe that.
So fun. Halloween's a great night to go drink.
I think it might be number two.
So this will be a gigantic drag this year? Okay.
Oh, bad for comedy clubs. They do not do well on Halloween if Halloween is on a weekend.
Is that speaking from personal experience?
I've worked at Halloween, yeah.
How'd it go?
Yeah.
Really? Toledo?
Oh, I believe the 13 people enjoyed themselves. It's just a bunch of McGee's.
Hey, we're not staying home and giving candy to kids.
I'm coming out to see my comedian.
Okay. Well, Christy, what's happening over there at the news desk?
Speaking of Halloween, first there was a haunted drive-in, now a horror theme park in Japan.
Did you say a horror theme park?
Horror. Listen to me.
Man, I heard horror.
Well, that's because
I'm
you wanted to.
I'm excited either way.
I'll go to a horror theme park.
A horror theme park in Japan.
What would the rides be called at a horror theme park?
Well, you've got the
beast.
Sexually transmitted.
You've got the run from...
Run from her pimp?
Yeah, that's a...
maybe we should just...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
She wouldn't listen.
Did you ride the syphilis? Oh, man, it's crazy.
This is crass. It should be called the sex worker theme park, okay?
Yes, you're right.
Very good.
Anyway, Christy.
They've launched a new haunted toilet in Japan. The toilet attraction at Laguna Seiya is based on a legend that a ghost girl haunts school bathrooms in Japan. The new attraction is part of the park's Corona Horror Fest 2020.
I said horror again.
I would consider.
I said horror.
Pretty much any gas station toilet in this country.
What is it? Is it Bloody Mary?
Yeah, if you say it three times in the mirror, don't do that. Don't do
that. You're supposed to go in and do a bathroom, turn the lights out, and hold a flashlight and say Bloody Mary three times, and she'll show up.
Red rum.
Is it Red Room?
It's Red Room.
I have no idea what you're talking
Bloody
about.
Bloody Mary. Yeah.
It's Red Room, Josh. And then
no wonder she never showed up.
It comes up in the wind, in the mirror, remember? Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Red Room backwards is murder.
Well, right. And that's from The Shining.
Right.
So I think there's a regional element to all this. There's Bloody Mary. There's Red Room. There's the Candyman.
This is only in gas station bathrooms?
No, any bathroom.
Why is this hard for you to understand?
Any bathroom. The topic, you jackass, is gas station bathrooms.
I hate you.
Yeah. I did a Vine once, a very funny Vine, clever Vine, I was in the bathroom, and I turned the lights off, and I said, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and I turned the lights back on.
You were drinking a Bloody Mary?
And on the sink was a Bloody Mary drink.
You didn't see that coming in the 7 seconds you told
me. But your funniest video is you telling Jason every Friday the 13th, is that right?
Yeah.
Don't forget your axe.
Hey, slow down. I know you're excited. Put your mask on. Be good.
Be good. Here you go.
See you.
I'm terrified of public restrooms anyway. You know, the loud hand dryer. You're in there, and it's in your gas station. All of a sudden, the door jiggles. You think you're going to be in one of those Josh Arnold New Orleans, you know, in the lobby.
Well, it also doesn't help that about every 3 to 4 months, we get a story that's, a snake came out of the toilet. And it's not just in Australia. It used to just be Australia. Now it's happening in Illinois.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.